really hoping that Caroline yelling at me is how the show actually starts, because that was pretty close to on air time. That'll be funny. SoManyShows.com. SMS on air. It's TV Talk, and I'm Jay getting yelled at by Caroline, and all's out there too. What's up, guys?
Well, I'm not yelling.
Trouble. No, nobody's yelling.
I can't wait for the replay, and it's gonna be like, get out of here! It's gonna be
no.
Good.
I said, turn
like
it off the porn. That's what I said.
Oh,
you said you weren't on the right screen, and I said, turn off the porn.
Yeah.
This is a minor distraction.
This is a minor distraction from our show. I never learned.
Yeah. That's how I get, you know, pumped up for radio. Didn't you know?
We're FaceTiming, and I just flashed Paul, so that's how we get pumped up here. You think I'm kidding. Am I kidding?
She is not.
Oh, man.
She is not kidding.
Damn.
That's what happens in the Daily House. All the kids are gone. The parents are crazy.
Yeah, I see that. Jeez Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Daily House, I hear it's spring break for you guys already, which is not cool because it's not for anybody else in the country.
True story.
Totally spring break.
Spring break?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Kids are out frolicking around, doing their spring break stuff, not doing their homework.
Well, I wouldn't either. What have you guys been up to spring break-wise? Anything good?
Well, we're kind of in a lull period right now, I would say, but we are getting ready to take the kids to Six Flags Over Texas.
Nice,
the original
nice.
Six Flags, if you will.
Yep.
We did a good surprise yesterday, and we surprised Dad at work so that we could just harass him.
Nice. How'd that go?
Well, it had ups and downs. I took them to the company cafeteria, and
back it up, mister. You were so excited and so thrown by having a family in tow that what's the first thing you did?
Oh, well, I took them to the wrong door to go actually into the building.
Like he'd never been there a day in his life. He's like, we walked
suspicious.
Into like a hallway, and he's like, this is not my hallway. Get out. We all like turn around and run out.
Wow.
It didn't register the entire time that I had never used that path the entire time I've worked there.
That is too funny.
Yeah.
Joking around so much, he totally lost his way. And this is oil and gas people, so everyone's got like badges and stuff. It's all like top secret shit. We're like totally in like a laboratory all of a sudden. We're like, whoa, we didn't mean to be in here.
Wow. We just started off. I like that, Paul. I like it.
It was
and then terrible. I let them eat toxic chili.
Oh,
toxic
my God.
Chili. Oh.
It looks so good. Okay, so this cafeteria of theirs is like from like, I don't even know when. It's all done in wicker, if that helps you know anything.
Wow.
All wicker, everything.
Wow.
And so Paul's like, eat the chili. Then we eat the chili. Me and Jack are like, my belly hurts. And he's like, oh, yeah, that chili's awful. It hurts everyone's bellies.
Like,
what?
Wow. Yeah. Damn, Paul. What kind of visit field trip is this?
It was bizarre, man. To say the least.
The kind that you still remember the next day.
Yeah, I'm still remembering the next day. Amen to that. Oh, Lord.
Man.
Funny times. So silly. So I hear it's cold up where you are, though. No spring break for you.
Yeah, God. At least I don't have all that snow like Wendy and Heidi and Mike. Thank God for that.
Sounds awful. I cannot imagine. No way.
Hey, it's life. Some of us don't get a spring break so early. I'm going to have to discuss this with the governor down there and see why the hell you guys get that. I'm not so sure about this.
We're going to pull the Milhouse and be like, spring break!
Yeah. Well, when are we going to get rowdy?
When are we going to get rowdy? Exactly. This weekend, rowdy. And we're getting a puppy this weekend, so crazy. It's all crazy all the time.
God, all kinds of good stuff going on. Must be nice. Oh, jeez.
Crazy like that.
Cool deal.
You ready for some news, boys?
Let's do it.
All right, ready? It goes doo-doo-doo-doo. News, right?
Yeah.
Is that like a song in the background? Nice. Okay, you guys. So, you guys know Netflix can be found in like 190 countries, right? And they just added 191st, but you'll never guess where. But you have to think on it. I'm going to tell you at the end, okay?
All right,
think
sounds
on
good.
It. Are you thinking, Paul? Promise you're thinking.
Thinking.
Okay, thinking cap is on. Remember Monday, I told you guys that the Church of Scientology launched a new channel. You guys remember this? All right, well, in like a total clapback move, today A&E renewed Leah Remini's Scientology and the Aftermath.
Boom.
What do you think about
that?
Totally coincidence.
Yeah. When should we make that decision? Oh, let's do it now.
Like a little like he said, she said, whatever.
Right.
Nice.
What would L. Ron Hubbard do?
That's so funny. I was going to say like L. Ron Hubbard would be on one side, Leah Remini on the other. They'd be like arguing. Perfection. We could start our own show with that. Well, speaking of a new show, you guys, CBS is working on a new series I know Paul's going to love, L.A. Confidential. Yes.
Wow.
On the book. Yeah, and the movie from 1997. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that movie. It's kind of one of my favorites.
It's absolutely one of your favorites. It's one of his favorites. Well, they have cast Sarah Jones from Damnation and The Path to star in the series. And if you guys don't know, I know, Jay, you are a big fan of time shows, I guess I'm going to say, period pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one's set in the 1950s, and it follows a trio of police officers as they investigate a string of Hollywood murders.
Nice. Look at that.
It's all the things
there you
like,
go.
Gore and 1950s. It's a mix. Maybe that'll ease you in. What do you think?
Yeah, it could be. Could be. Me and Paul will watch it together. I'll let you know.
The movie is a tough act to follow.
It is. Well,
but I'm looking forward to the attempt.
Sounds good to me. Well, let me ask you guys. How would you feel if Katy Perry gave you guys a big smooch?
Well, I would look around to see if anybody saw it.
Yeah.
That's a very honest answer.
Yeah, that's a fact. What do you think, Mr. J? Are you in for it or not in for it?
Yeah, no. She's not my type. I'm good.
Okay. Well, American Idol had a moment this week when 19-year-old Benjamin Glaze got kissed by Katy during auditions.
I heard this week, you guys.
He was super upset because it turns out at 19, he had never had a kiss, and he was apparently hoping for something very special, more special than getting kissed by Katy Perry, apparently.
Oh.
Big-time
celebrity.
Be?
Right.
I'm not sure. I don't know if like his next door neighbor is going to really stack up to Katy Perry.
He was holding out for like Scarlett Johansson, someone like that. He's more of a movie star kind of guy.
Right. It's only a story he's going to be able to tell forever.
Exactly. And how is it not like a big special moment for your big kid? Whatever. He wanted to be deeply in love, I guess. I don't know. But he's getting some extra exposure for his musical career, so you know he can deal with it. Speaking of deal, guys, I have some renewal news for you. Deal or No Deal got renewed by CNBC.
Oh,
Howie's back.
Howie,
do you think it will be old Howie?
Gotta be.
Back in action.
There's no show without Howie.
Right.
I'm
going to be one of the
suitcase
models.
Oh, I love that. And that short skirt. Ooh la la.
Or they could have Steve Harvey do
la,
it.
La.
Right.
I don't know, you guys. A financial station carrying this? Is this going to be like all kinds of like judging whether they took the deal or not and if they were financially sound decisions?
Right. It's going to be a whole lecture. You should have waited for another $36,200.
I think this is just a side effect of peak TV, you know, trying to get ratings in light of so many choices out there. Who wants to watch the same programming they've had on there for the last 20 or 30 years? So I think this is like trying to shake things up in a very big way.
I hope in the premiere they bring out like Dave Ramsey and like Suze Orman and they're like, deal, no deal. Wouldn't that be perfect?
That would be good.
That perfection. I love it. Well, you guys, I have some sad news. I have to tell you, it's like this. News. Sad. World-renowned physicist Stephen Hawking passed away. And even though you guys may not think of him as a TV star, he was actually featured in The Simpsons, Futurama, The Big Bang Theory, and Star Trek The Next Generation. So we're going to thank him for his contribution to our world. He was all in it everywhere.
For sure.
Do you have any special? Go ahead, Jaylee.
I'll pour out my 40 later. I'm on the carpet right now.
Yeah, come in the kitchen before you pour out that 40.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to your guesses, boys. What was your guess on your Netflix? Where is the 191st place you can find Netflix?
Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe.
France.
Up your nose. No, it's space, people. Space.
Oh.
I know. This is bonkers. I think Elon Musk has gotten under all of our skins. We're now going to try to do everything
kidding.
In space or bust, right? So as a part of Hack Day, Netflix loaded up an iPhone with Netflix, right? And they have the content and they hit play and they managed to launch it 115,000 feet attached to a GoPro. Do you guys have any guesses what was playing on the iPhone?
2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh, that's a good guess, dude. That's a
good
guess. How? Yeah, shoot. That's a really good guess. I can't top that. Damn it, Paul. Damn.
Sorry, it was
I'm
your mom.
With Paul's
no. It was Star Trek, nerds.
Oh, go figure, go figure.
Beam me up, Netflix. Love it.
Look
so
at
that
Netflix.
Was my news.
I like it.
News.
Really, we need to record that. I don't know why I haven't separated that yet. I like that. Too funny. All right. Well, since we talked about Deal or No Deal in the news, let's talk about favorite game shows. Because we haven't talked about, I don't think, any game shows on this radio show yet. I don't think so. So, favorite game shows. You guys got some?
Well, I don't have a current, you know, batch of game shows that I make a point of watching. But I mean, I have seen game shows over my entire life.
I would hope so.
And,
there's only been a million of them.
Particularly, I think I trend more toward older games.
Okay.
I used to work at the Houston Blood Center or Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center, if you will. And they had a channel that ran Family Feud about every hour of the day in the break room. You could walk in there at any point and see either Steve Harvey or Louis Anderson, questioning contestants.
Nice.
I
prefer
about
Steve
Louis.
Harvey quite a bit over
Me
Louis
too.
Anderson. But I don't. I also like the old Richard Dawson era Family Feud.
Okay.
Talk about kissing on the lips. That's Richard for you. He was full wet mouth. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
He would play it.
Watch it.
I also go with Old Pyramid, watching the celebrities try to work with normal people. And you know, it was that word association game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was often just a completely fruitless endeavor. It was just a mismatch of brain power in a lot of cases. That's always the music.
That's what we call couples we don't like, a mismatch of brain power.
Right.
Much it.
And then a little more recently, I think the Regis Philbin run on Who Wants to Marry... I read this wrong. Not Regis Philbin. I wanted to give an example of a game show that was real and horrible all at once. It was Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I totally do.
Yes.
Darva
yes.
Conger.
Yeah, oh, Darva Conger. And that guy turned out to be like such a freak, the millionaire
yeah.
guy. Ooh.
This was both a low point in television and for the people that watched it.
True story. Good point.
Why were we
Good
so
point.
Shocked that a man who is willing to claim to be a millionaire and get married on TV would turn out to be a weirdo? Why was that so shocking?
Yeah, gosh. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Yeah, shocker. There you go.
Oh, man. Nice. Oh, good point. Way to throw that out there. I like that.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'm going to go next. I am also an old-time TV show, game show girl. So I loved Press Your Luck with Whammies. Do you remember? No Whammies.
First on
no
my
whammies.
List. Yes.
Really? We totally have
yes,
about 15 on our DVR currently because our kids adore the Whammies, the little cartoon guys. Like, love,
I love
them.
Those
love
dudes.
Them. so funny, so funny. It's so rigged and weird. It's hysterical.
My favorite part is the bizarre seating arrangement that has to move around depending on if it's commercial or whatnot.
Isn't that weird?
I mean,
that thing has so many moving parts. It must have broken down all the time. Just a complete pain.
It's actually mechanical. You know there's like men under there like pushing like a wheelbarrow, moving the thing around in a circle. But you're right. It had to turn towards the board and back to the host and back to the audience. It was ridiculous. It was like they were riding a go-kart back there.
That thing's in someone's garage right now, probably.
Oh, I wish. That'd be so funny. Another one I really liked was Hollywood Squares. And Paul and I were talking about this for like a second that like for whatever reason we both watched this when we were like kind of young, and it made me like know people who I would never know. So I was like, Bruce Valanche, I can't believe you're doing that today. Like, what the hell? But yeah, we would laugh. And we would laugh at the dumbest stuff, like one of them getting up out of their seats and, you know, walking into another square. No!
What a breach of etiquette.
That's not your square, Bruce. Sit down. Exactly. And Gilbert Godfrey, you cannot laugh about him. Oh, my God. Yeah, good
time. Jim J. Bullock.
He was steady Eddie,
Jim
man.
J. Bullock for the block, right?
right.
Loved it. Well, so, and these days we're a little more boring because we watch a lot more of, like, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. We're, like, all about the trivia and... Now we have Alexa, so we're always yelling at her to tell us some Jeopardy questions. And, yeah,
nice.
I feel like we're constantly about the trivia these days. So those are
like
my
it.
Shows. Thanks.
Not too shabby. That's pretty good. I'm so glad somebody said press your luck. I was going to be mad if nobody threw out the whammies.
Well, and if you didn't approve, I wasn't sure if we could keep watching them. So I'm glad you said it was okay.
Right.
Yay!
Let's see. I have Let's Make a Deal, the original. The original.
Love.
Money Hall.
Yeah. I mean, just classic. I always wanted to go on there. I remember being a little kid, like, I'll dress up as anything. I want to go make a deal. I'm taking the little box.
Right. Not the donkey sized area.
That's right. Right. Like, I always.
The shape
like,
of a donkey.
Right. Take the little box.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yeah, I won the cars a lot more than everybody else did.
Nice.
Embarrassing one, but I watched this a ton when I was younger, and I don't even know why, because I hate it in real life. Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, I love Supermarket Sweep. What's the key? What area do you go to first, Jay?
Oh, God, I don't even
the
remember
meat,
now.
The meat!
Yeah.
The meat! How does not know? You go to the big cuts of meat! Oh, my God. These idiots would go to, like, the jams or something.
They would
like,
go get, like,
doing?
A side of beef and throw it in the
yes.
cart.
Well, I
like
always hated it because they grab, like, two things of everything. And I'd be like, why? You're right there. You got plenty of time. Like,
exactly.
I don't know. But, yeah, I watched that a lot when I was younger. Really don't know why because I hate grocery shopping. But whatever.
That's too funny.
In the trivia aspect of things, I liked Win Ben Stein's Money.
Oh, that was a good one.
I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That gave us Jimmy Kimmel, right? Or who was his
sure
helper
did.
On there? Yeah.
Yep. Love that show, even though I never did that well, but I did like it. And then the last one to throw out there, I have to throw it out there because I actually auditioned for this show, Wheel of Fortune. Love
really?
Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. I
wow.
auditioned when I lived down in Seattle. It was very cool because I got picked to go on stage and actually go play the game. And I won the game. I was so proud of myself. The puzzle was Matt Damon Wayans. What? And I won.
Whoa.
And then when
before
I got called
after?
To go on the show, I couldn't. Yeah. Before and after. Yep.
Oh,
damn it.
God.
Yeah.
Were you getting married or something? What in the world would stop you from the wheel?
I think I had to go on like a work trip that week or something, whatever, and there's no way to get out of it. I'm like, God bless America.
Does that mean the day you had to show up in court or something? Because that sounds like it would have to be
right.
that serious.
Oh, well, man. Yeah. But it was
That's
cool.
Awesome.
I won a lot of swag, and I got to say I won a Wheel of Fortune game, so it was cool.
That's awesome. It's a good one, man.
One day I'll try again. One day. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. I thought this might be an interesting topic, kind of difficult at the same time. I entitled it Good Shows That You Gave Up On, and I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be a good show. I thought it was a good show, maybe something you were excited about, and you started watching, and maybe you watched 3 episodes, maybe you watched 2 seasons, maybe you watched 6 seasons, but at some point you were like, that's it, I'm done, I give up, it became bad, boring, didn't have time for that nonsense anymore, whatever. Was this tough for you guys? It's kind of tough for me to remember.
It took
what
a while.
I gave up on.
Yeah, it was. I think it's hard because, you know, the ones that are in your heart are not the ones you gave up on. So
right,
you gotta flush
right.
those, you know.
Right.
That's funny. Well, I'll tell you some of my shows if you'd like.
Okay. I would love to hear them.
All right. Well, we were talking, and it's funny because I feel like I've told you this already, but like Game of Thrones started it. I know it's a wonderful show and all that kind of stuff, but I just had to walk away. I had to like throw my hands up and be like, I can't do it anymore. Can't do it. It was like mentally abusive to myself. I couldn't do it anymore. But Paul still hangs in there, right?
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I have several
wow.
shirts.
In the world.
The world, my nerdy fandom.
He does. He wears that shirt around that says, I demand trial by combat. And about every time he wears it, someone stops him and is like, woo-hoo-hoo! Like they're going to actually have a battle with him right then. I'm like, not now. We're at the grocery store.
I wore it when I met Carl Weathers at Comic Palooza a couple years ago.
Oh,
and
wow.
He commented on it too, yeah.
He did that same sound, woo-hoo-hoo! Like that.
Yeah, just like that, yeah.
Yeah, please don't fight Carl Weathers, dude. That's not going to go over well.
Carl Weathers was not a guy you would mess with. He was not a jokey guy.
Right.
Not jokey.
Right.
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay, so another one was Better Call Saul. We loved Breaking Bad. We very much wanted to be into Better Call Saul. We watched and watched and watched, and then it kind of went off on a tangent off to, like, Mike, and I like Mike very much, but it went off into, like, a even further tangent, and we lost track of it. We actually have not finished. We're not up to date at all, which is terrible.
Wow. Hey, it happened.
Well,
yeah. It happened.
For you, yeah?
It was the Mike storyline that just kind of – the whole show has a slower tempo than you know, Breaking Bad, but the Mike parts in particular were just like him driving out into the desert. You know,
yes.
We would spend a long time watching him drive out to the desert. Yeah. I mean, I want to get back into it, but.
There's so much good TV on. That's the problem. There's so much competition. You got
to,
like.
AMC makes it hard to catch up. If you miss it and you don't catch it within the window that it's available on the app, then it's never coming to Hulu or Netflix in any kind of time frame that's good
right.
for you.
Yeah. Right.
Good call.
That is true.
I didn't think about that. Well, another one that I started and we were very into, or at least thought it was fun, was Glee. We would watch that show and think it was like fun and listen to the music and all that stuff. And then totally again, like we even used one of their songs for like a Help Lauren Learn video thing. And we were like totally into it. And then I have no idea what happened to those kids or what happened to that whole thing. I don't know where the show went. It just, I don't know. I don't know how it ended up at all. So just fell apart for me. Yeah, and my last one, and I know this might be a shocker to some people, is Walking Dead. I can remember not that long ago, we were so excited. We were actually out of town, and we made the person who was hosting us, like, leave us alone so we could watch that night Walking Dead. Like, we were like, shut up, we can't talk to you. We have to watch Walking Dead. And that was the one,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to spoil anything, but there was a murder, if you will, a murder and two murders. And I was like, okay. And I never watched again, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Nuts. So nuts.
See, it happens. It happens.
It does. Even to really, really good shows. But like I said, there's so much good stuff out there. How could you put up with anything not perfect? Honestly.
Yep. I'm with you.
I say as I just finished Celebrity Big Brother. My bar is so high, I say.
Her bar is wavy.
My bar is super wavy, and it depends on how
wavy. Got one hell of a
bar.
Curve.
It's true. What about you guys?
Well, I remember watching all of ER starting in the 90s. for as long as we could until we happened to have our premature twins, which meant that we were in the hospital a lot, actually dealing with life-threatening kind of situations. And my taste for medical dramas dried up. So I mean, we watched the finale of ER just to see where everybody wound up, but that was it. I mean, however long that lasted in between there, we didn't really watch a single episode in between.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that was real life invading into TV taste, I think. Next one is more lighthearted. Two Broke Girls. We watched the first couple seasons of that and laughed along with the terrible, tasteless humor, and thought it was worth watching. But you know, the next season it started up, and we just lost track of it completely and never found a reason to go looking for it again.
Oh wow!
So yeah, just moved on to other stuff. And then similarly, True Blood is on my list. It's an HBO show based on Charlaine Harris's series of books about vampires in Louisiana. And it started out strong. It was always kind of a cheesy, campy, I can't believe they're doing this kind of show.
Their accents were so bad. We lived too close to Louisiana to have those accents be that bad.
Half the cast was British, so they were putting it on.
So bad. They were so bad.
Yeah. But, we got about three seasons of that, and I have no idea where it wound up.
Wow, but three seasons, that's pretty good. I mean, considering.
Yeah.
Well, and then you have the pay TV element there too. So we haven't had HBO just the entire time I've been an adult. So, it goes away and then you just kind of lose track of things.
All right. Every once in a while we try to be financially responsible. Don't have all that stuff. Every once in a while.
Right. Now is not one of those times.
No.
Oh, too
today
funny.
Is not the day. So what about you, Jay? What are the shows that lured you in but couldn't keep you?
This was really hard for me to remember, man. I mean, I struggled to remember. But I did come up with a couple.
Is it Airwolf after they killed Jan McElvin?
No. sorry, I don't mean to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, but I don't know if I can release this publicly. Shoot. I just got some crazy good TV news, and I don't know if I can release it.
The way you sound so shocked, it's like they delivered it to your colon. You were like,
no.
Like
a text message out of the blue that I was not expecting. All right, I'm gonna see if I can release that. I don't know if I can. Wow, sorry.
Okay.
I don't mean to be distracted, but that's not at all what I expected. Anyway, so back to my shows. You mentioned Better Call Saul. I actually gave up on Breaking Bad.
Whoa.
What?
You don't know the ending to it? Wow.
I know the ending because I've heard the ending, but I did not watch the ending. And it wasn't even that I didn't like the show, but it was like, all right, I have 10 shows. I can only watch 5. Which do I choose? And it just didn't make the cut. And I've plenty of opportunity to go back, and I just haven't. I'm sorry. I know you're disappointed.
Going back to the shows that were from Monday that we said were bingeable or not, we decided to binge Breaking Bad like pretty much the week it ended so we could watch the entire thing just straight through. And that was perfect because it had all these cliffhangers that were like over seasons, So, yeah, if you ever have about 60 hours of spare time, then maybe you can give that a shot.
Maybe right? When you're having some sort of high fever or something, it would be extra exciting.
Yeah, because, I have those all the time. Jeez.
Well, you don't know. You got the blues, the whatnot. I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Snowed in.
Believe me, I know.
snowed in, what has you?
No. Orange is the New Black is another one on my list.
Okay.
I forget is there four seasons that have been released now? I think four. I don't even remember now. I definitely watched the first two. If there is four, I watched the third, and I watched maybe whatever season they're on now. I watched like the first two. You lost me. You took too much time getting stuff together, which sucks because it was a decent show. And then one silly one that nobody should probably watch. I tried watching Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix.
Oh, funny.
That's binged
funny.
That in one night.
We did.
New season comes in a week. Yeah, it's right around the corner, and I was actually just telling Amy about it. I'm like, I wonder if I should go back, because I finished probably half the first season, and then I just stopped.
It ends on a cliffhanger.
And then last one that will make some people unhappy out there, because I know they're big fans of the show. I think I got into maybe most of the first season of Fringe, and then I just stopped.
I want to go back to Fringe myself because I enjoy most of what J.J. Abrams puts out there, you know. So that was a long-running show of his that I'm really interested to see because it has a pretty good reputation in nerd circles, you know. So I'd like to see more about that one.
Yeah, I've thought about going back to it because it's not that it was like that I have 10 shows I'm watching, I can watch five kind of thing.
Well, and it was one that you needed to keep track of stuff pretty closely in order to really get what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, and several characters had several things going on. And there was like alternate worlds and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it was a lot to keep track of.
Well, it is what it is, I guess.
I never saw Old Fringe. I don't even remember that one. I know the name, but I don't remember the.
I don't even remember. What network was that on? I don't even remember
Fox.
Now.
Was it Joshua Fox? Jackson was in it. Yeah.
Oh.
Lance Reddick was in it.
Yeah, Joshua Jackson. Okay. Yeah, it's slowly coming back to me.
I forget the name of the actor, but it was Dr. Bishop was his dad, who was kind of crazy scientist guy who would always do just off-the-wall criminal things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. But you ditched it, huh? She couldn't get you satisfied, huh?
Yeah, it
happens.
Too bad.
It happens.
Oh, well. You guys want to play a game?
Absolutely.
I want to play a game.
Let's do it.
Hello, Caroline. I want to play
a
game.
Hello, Jay. I'll play your game.
All right. And we have two other people that are going to play along with you guys. So I expect you to whoop their butts. Okay? You can do that, right?
Like a setup.
Let the butt whooping commence.
Yes. So we have Lauren and Bryn who have called in. Say hello, ladies.
Hey.
Hello.
Look at that.
Hi, guys.
So let me tell you what you guys have gotten yourselves into. Thanks for calling in, by the way. We'd like to have people call in to play along. Suckers.
This is not voluntary.
Yes, it was.
Concerning.
Well, you know, you'll live. Do you have pen and paper with you, or pen and pencil, or rock and something?
Pen and paper. I don't know how, but I did.
All right, that's all you need. This is a two-part game. The first part easier than the second part. Have any of you ever played Scattergories before?
It's been a while.
I have not.
Okay, remind me.
So Scattergories is a game where there's usually a big, 26-sided die that you roll, and it'll land on a letter of the alphabet, and there are categories that you have to go through, like fruits, and the letter will be M, and you have a certain amount of time to, list things to try to win points. The kicker is you can't pick an answer that someone else has picked, otherwise you do not get the point. On the flip side of that, if let's say we did TV shows and the letter was W and you answered Wonder Woman,
and nobody else answered it, you'd actually get 2 points because the letter was used twice. Does that make sense?
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
So the goal is to come up with an answer that fits the letter, but is not picked by someone else. Now, because I can't see your answers, we're on the radio, and this isn't like a TV show, I have to trust that you will answer whatever you actually wrote down. So no cheating. You hear me, Paul Daly?
Freaky.
No cheating.
You can FaceTime with me and to verify my answers if you want.
Nice. So what I did was I actually had my 9-year-old Libby, since I don't have a 26-sided die here. What I did was I took the letter Z and the letter X out of there because I thought that might be too difficult. I had her write down the number 1 to 24 and then randomly place the alphabet for me. And so we'll do this one at a time. And the first one is a TV show. So in a second, I'll have one of you guys pick a number. I'll give you that letter, and you will have approximately, 6.5 seconds to come up with a TV show that starts with that letter, and then we'll go through the answers. Any questions before we begin?
You just have to come up with one answer, or just as many answers
one answer.
As you can?
Just one answer. Nope,
okay.
Just one answer.
Okay.
All right, makes sense? Everybody got that? Pens in hand? Crayon in hand? All right. Let's see. Lauren, since you were apparently forced into this, I will let you choose the first number. Please pick a number between 1 and 24.
10.
Oh, this is an easy one. All right, I'm going to say the letter. You have 6.5 seconds. The letter is C.
Pop.
No, you write it down. Write it down. That's why you have paper and pen. Right, time's up. Time's up. 6.5 seconds. Put your pens down. Caroline, what's your answer?
Caroline in the City. With what was her name? Leah Thompson.
Yeah. You can't cheat. That's your name. All right, fine. That'd be 2 points if nobody else picks that up. Paul, what'd you get?
I got 2 C's in it. It was City and Caroline. 2 C's. Right. Come on.
I know. I know.
That's pretty good.
Unfortunately,
Paul, what'd you
get? Our brain sharing program discounted both our answers, as I also put Caroline in the City.
Are you being an empath, you barf bag? Get out of my head.
Lauren, what'd you get?
Cops.
All right, Bryn, what'd you get?
Colony, because that's what I'm watching right now.
Oh, good choice and good choice. So you both get a point, and the dailies do not. Very good. You see that? Oh, I like this already. Bryn, pick a number, 1 through 24. That's not 10.
7.
7. This time we need to do an actor's name. Actor's name. Number 7. Oh, the letter is J. 6 seconds. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick. I should have gotten some Jeopardy music. Damn it. All right, time's up. Time's up. Bryn, you're first this time.
Jeremy Renner.
I don't know who the heck that is. Who is that?
Hawkeye.
How do you not know Jeremy Renner? He's Hawkeye in the Avenger movies.
Oh, all right. That's a point. Nobody else gets it. Lauren, what you got?
I put Justin Timberlake because he has acted in movies.
That's true. He's been TV too. Mickey Mouse Club. Caroline.
I said Joshua Jackson.
How are you trying to go for it, man?
Going for Pacey. Well, I gotta get some points back. And that guy in the other room better not be sucking off my brain cells. I'm gonna be pissed. Don't
Paul,
you say Joshua Jackson.
What you got?
Well, I started to go with Jim Carrey, but he wasn't a TV actor, so I went with Jim Caviezel. Who was
our neighbor.
He played Jesus mostly, but he also was in a TV show. I don't know. What was the one where, it was the one where the guy who played Ben Linus, like, talked a guy through saving people's lives and all that. I don't know. It was on a couple of years ago.
Oh, what was that? Shoot. Dang it.
Like,
I know what you're talking about. Dang it.
Where's Mike? He's yelling it.
All right.
Somewhere.
Well, then
y'all
get a point. Y'all get a point.
Do
I'm
I get 2 points
that
for Joshua Jackson?
Yes, you get 2 points for Joshua Jackson.
Yay! Thanks.
What about Jim?
Who was that,
he played
Lauren?
Jesus.
No, not Jim.
No, that
doesn't work.
That was Bryn.
That was Bryn. Thanks, Bryn.
You're welcome.
All right, Paul, pick a letter. I mean a number. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll go with 20.
20. All right, this category, you have to pick a character's name, not a TV show, not an actor, but an actual character's name. 6 seconds, the letter is G. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Can you guys hear Paul's brain working? It's pretty loud. Is this distracting you at all? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Time's up! Paul, you're first.
George Costanza.
All right. And Bryn, you're second.
Greg Sanders from CSI.
Oh, there you go. And Caroline?
George Papadopoulos. And I was going to put George Costanza, but that monkey face, I knew was going to put it. And so I had to skip that George and go to the next George. Papadopoulos from Webster.
I love it. All right. Lauren, what you got?
Gregory from Walking Dead.
Oh, there you go. All right. So everybody gets the point. I like it. 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 Let me just update these scores here. And Caroline, pick a number 1 through 24, but you can't pick 7, 20, or 1. The other
I can
one
keep
was.
Track of
know.
What numbers were already called. 12.
12. This is a show name again. We're stepping it up. You only have 4 seconds. This is the name of a show. The letter is N. Time's up. Time's up. What you got?
Oh, are you talking to me? Am I Caroline?
No, I said Bryn. You know,
oh, I'm
Bryn.
Sorry. Well, none of us heard you say Bryn.
I did not hear my name at all. I actually drew a complete blank on this one.
Oh, all right.
Nothing.
Success. Lauren, what you got?
NCIS.
Well, good one.
Good board.
Oh, that is a good one. Caroline, what you got?
I said Numbers, and I only knew that one because there's that Saturday Night Live Lochte joke where he's like, the numbers, and they go by in the triangles. So I didn't ever see that show. I just remember that Ryan Lochte joke.
Oh, God, help me, please.
It's like, what was that thing? What do you say, Paul? What was the other show that he messed up? Oh, he goes, I like that
Goon.
Show, Goon. And then they say, it's called Go On. He said he liked Goon.
Paul, what you got?
Ourselves.
Paul, what you got?
Nash Bridges.
Oh, very good. Very good, very good, very good. All right, we're going to do one more of these before we move on to the second game. This will be worth 2 points. It's going to be another TV show name again. Let's go with Lauren, pick a number.
Two.
You have 4 seconds. The letter is L.
One.
What's the category?
TV show.
Shows. 3, 4. Time's up! Suckers. Caroline, what you got?
I got L.A. Law for 2 L's for 4 points.
Ooh.
Or as Rose Nyland would say, La Law.
Oh, Caroline's going for the win, all right. Paul, what do you got?
I think I might have made something up. I need to verify this before I
What'd you
commit.
I love that you made something up.
At least he's honest.
What'd you write?
Yes. Okay, it was a TV show called Lex, L-E-X-X. It was like goofy sci-fi with like puppets and stuff. It was not a terrific show, but it did exist, which is
a YouTube show that you made up.
No, right. it was from the 90s, internet.
All right, Lauren, what you got?
Legion.
Oh, very good. Bryn?
Lucifer.
Oh, nice. See? We're doing all right. Oh. All right, let me give you an update on the scores, because you guys did well at that. Okay. Paul is in last place with 4 points. Then we have Bren with 5, Lauren with 6, Caroline with 8.
Okay. How did I get 4? I thought that was 2 points for Lex.
You only had 2 points before that, man.
What about Nash Bridges, George Costanza, and Jim Caviezel?
Oh, you're correct. All right, I'll give you another point.
Oh, good thing we have all this written down. We've got documented points.
Too funny.
Voted no confidence in Jay. All hands say aye.
Oh, right. Bryn, Lauren, I think we're all revolting after this. Nice.
All right. Now we are playing Name That Tune. Okay, so I'm going to play a TV theme song. You scream out the answer, you get 2 points. Okay? Okay? That's with a question mark.
Okay.
All right, first one. Knew nobody would watch this show. Anybody? Nobody? Oh, somebody on Twitter will know it.
It kind of sounds like Sons of Anarchy, so I'm just going to say that.
It is not.
No.
Well, I don't care. I made a guess. What's your guesses, nerds?
Can we have a hint?
I'm about to give her a point for that. The hint is it's on CBS. That's all I'm giving you.
Bang.
Man, I'm so disappointed in you guys. Don't worry, I don't watch that show either. I wouldn't have known it either.
Well, what is it already? Tell us.
It is NCIS New Orleans.
What the hell? It was NCIS, Lauren? Oh, Jesus. Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus.
All right. I expect someone to know this one. I expect someone to know this one.
Okay.
Oh my God! Really? So disappointed in all of you.
Is it Manimal?
No, it's a Netflix show.
Not Manimal.
I mentioned it earlier tonight.
Is it your mom? You mentioned it earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Paul left.
So I gave up on. Yes. Who said that?
Bryn
would be correct. It is Orange is the New Black.
Oh, Orange is the
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, I would never get that.
I wouldn't either. I didn't watch.
Nice, guys.
All right, this one Paul is going to get very quickly, or at least I believe Paul is going to get very quickly. So
Mute him.
I need you girls to know this, and you probably don't, and that's a tough beat.
This setup is awful. Move on. What is it? You're like, you pop.
Oh, I started it like 20 seconds in.
Thundercats.
Who said that?
Caroline.
Correct. Come on, Paul.
Suck it, Daily. Suck it.
Roll out.
Come on.
All right. I can't even do it. All right. Somebody better get this one. Come on.
The Office.
Oh, yeah. Dang, that was fast. Caroline was first on that one. Oh, man, shoot. Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry. Another important tech message. Oh, dang. I did not get permission to release that on the air. Damn it. That sucks.
If you don't have enough gum for everyone, stop chewing it. Move on.
Yes. I forgot what I was going to do next. Hold on. Yep.
Sounds like the show Whiners.
The show Whiners? I don't know that show.
You're doing it right now.
Oh, well, that's the story.
Come on. Name that tune. All right,
ready?
Yep.
This is a hard one. Oh, if it'll play. Hey, play! Hold on. Let me start from the beginning. There you go. What is wrong with this song?
It doesn't like you.
It certainly does not. There we go.
Is it the mole?
No. No, that's a good guess, but no.
Is it Unsolved Mystery?
No, good guess, but no.
Oh, I can see it, though. Oh, I can see it.
You mean Shark Tank?
What?
No.
What'd you say?
Shark Tank? Good for
yes,
you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
good
is.
For you, Polly.
Way to pull that out of nowhere. Hey, Bryn, Lauren, where are you guys at with this?
Jeez. I don't know. I mean that tune.
God, it's not like I picked
Let's
some
go back to
shows stories.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, man. All right. Everybody should know this one.
The Gummy Bears.
Classic.
The Adventures of the Gummy
no.
Bears. No, Smurfs.
Oh, who said that?
Caroline.
Because I couldn't get the word out of my mouth.
You like Caroline get that right? Smurfs? Dang it.
Apparently.
The Gummy Bears. Smurfs.
All right. All right. I'm going to do two hard ones. Two really hard ones. And, what should I make these worth? I'll make these worth 8 points because these are hard.
Man.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, Caroline. This is Back in the Day show.
St. Elsewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, look at Paul.
Dog it.
Dang. I can't even believe it's not butter.
Stepped up to the plate.
Totally
swung once. Home
Paul
run. Crowd goes wild.
All right. So here's the good news, Bryn and Lauren. I do not believe for a second that either of the dailies will get this next one. Okay, so you got a chance here, okay? All right.
Okay, ready?
Not likely, but okay. Probably not. All right.
Hey, you never know. If this one, there we go.
The breeze.
Nope.
One Tree Hill or something.
What did you guys say? That was a really hard one.
I said,
really
what is this,
one.
Like Gossip Girls, One Tree Hill, what?
No, it's a Nickelodeon show.
Oh, God.
I don't even know Lauren who the Prince. Hell, what that... What's that? What's that girl's name that stars in it? Maybe I don't know. Is it Tori? Is it a Tori person? Who is that?
I'll go with
Victorious.
Justified.
Who said Victorious? Who said that?
Lauren.
Victorious.
Lauren.
Oh, look at
Lauren.
Lauren
hit it. Pulling out a Nickelodeon win. She slimed
you,
Jay.
I can't even believe it. I know. All right, we are going to do one last thing. Have your paper and pen ready because this is the last thing. We're going to go back to our categories game. Here's the difference, though, okay? You're going to pick a letter or a number to get a letter. You only get 10 points if you choose the same answer that I come up with. You have to think like Jay for a minute. Okay?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, that's scary to do.
The A
know it is.
I know. I was like the A team.
Like, I'm not sure I want to, like, go into Jay's mind, but...
Do you want to do TV show?
Thing.
Do you want to do actor, or do you want to do character? Which one do you want to do? Somebody. Yeah. Anybody.
I'll say TV show.
Show.
TV
yeah.
show? All right. Who's next on the list to pick a letter? Paul, go, pick a number.
Let's go with lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. All right. I'm not going to look at it yet. When I look at it, I'll say the letter, and then I'll give you guys 10 seconds to come up with whatever the hell's in my brain. Okay.
And you're going to write it down too?
Yeah, I'm going to
write
it down
here. As well. And then you're going to put that out on Twitter after we answer?
Yeah, there you go. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Let me get my Twitter ready, too. All right. What did she say? Think like Jay. That's right, because that's tons of fun. All right, I'm sorry for the psychological nightmare that this will be about to be. All right, let me look. 13 is, oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Pick another fucking letter, Paul. we don't want that letter. We don't
is
want
it
that
Queer
letter.
Eye? Is oh Queer Eye the only
It's Q. Answer. Yeah, it's Q.
All right,
come
let's
on,
go
Paul.
With two. Number two.
Two. All right, ready?
Lauren already picked two, I thought.
Oh, yeah, we already did two. Yeah, we already did two.
Damn it. See, I told you I'd remember.
Three. Are you sure this time, Paul? We're running out of time.
Yes.
Don't poop the bed, Paul. Come on.
The letter is F. Five seconds. All right, ready? And time's up. Let's see. Lauren, what's your answer?
I got nothing.
At least you're honest.
All right.
Caroline, what's your answer?
How about funniest home videos? Which isn't technically even the real name. But...
No, that isn't technically the real name. But Bryn, what'd you put?
Family Matters.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good choice. Paul, what'd you put?
Since you tend to drift into the 80s, and this is the only one I could come up with, I went with Falcon Crest.
Oh, man. Damn. Look at that. You would all be wrong. You would all be wrong. It's a show I mentioned earlier tonight, and that's why it came to my mind so quickly. It would be Fringe.
Oh. Dang.
Now, sadly, somehow, Paul came from behind to win this game with 15 points. Look at you, Paul. Boom!
Thanks,
oh,
God,
good.
Paul.
He lives with me. Oh, good.
Caroline.
He's not going to strut around all evening or anything, you guys.
They call me the God of TV.
Oh, gosh.
Right, here we go.
Oh,
hey, Brent, Lauren, thank you very much for calling in. Before you guys go, what was your favorite game show?
I like Wheel of Fortune.
Good
I
answer.
I like Shazam because my husband
was Shazam. Yeah, I need to go on Shazam. You guys should not go on Shazam after that Name That Tune debacle. Lauren.
Hey, I don't know the name songs, but I know regular songs.
Oh, you know regular songs? Remember you said that, because next time I'll do songs from TV shows that were played in episodes, so they're actual songs on the radio. We'll see how you do.
Oh, man. Bring Mike on
that.
For that one. Do that one. Michael give you a run.
Yeah, he'll sing them all. All right. Hey, thank you, ladies, for calling in. We appreciate your time. You're awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Bye.
Bye.
Love it. Love it. All right. What are we going to wrap this up with? We'll have to do it quick because we're obviously short on time. But we wanted to talk about best TV show online presence, whether it's social media, website, something online there that the TV show is doing a good job with interacting or doing stuff with fans or keeping you excited about a show. So quickly, what do you guys got for that?
Okay, I'm going to say Westworld. If you go to discoverwestworld.com, they have a virtual host. You can ask anything about the park. They have maps of the world. You can even make reservations to go to Westworld online, like it's all real. It's super fun, interesting. Also, I'm going to say Big Brother has those 24-hour live feeds, and you can play interactive games. Lots of good stuff with that. And our most beloved Colony. I love doing that side-by-side video when the show was actually playing, and they would show the weapon and all that stuff. And I just clicked on it today. They have a drone hunt game up that I hadn't seen. So you guys check all that stuff out on colony.com.
Yeah, good stuff. Paul, you got some?
I only got one. Back in the day being the 2000s, ABC put on a game that was staged all around the world, centered around the show Lost, And it was supposed to be basically tracking down clues that would give you access to videos that were all about this stuff happening with the Dharma Initiative, but still happening like now, as opposed to, you know, in the storyline, how the Dharma Initiative was like a big deal 30 years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. This would have been happening now, and this bad stuff that they were doing. But the hook was that the game clues were all over the world. And so people had, in order to win the game, you had to compare notes with somebody else on the other side of the world.
Awesome.
Because you couldn't possibly travel.
Yeah, very cool.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could if you had like $48 billion.
Yeah,
Elon
it was all
money.
Over the world. Right. That
right. Right. I like it.
What about you, Jay?
Colony was an easy one. Just two that I want to throw out there. One is a show I don't even like. Bellevue, they do a real good job with their social media and their fans. I see it all over the place. They do a really, really good job with that stuff. Other one is Blood Drive when they were around. They actually did Blood Drive Bingo. They did a Blood Drive Death Count where you tried to guess how many people were going to die that night. They did all kinds of pretty crazy stuff. So, if you know, that's one way to get your fans involved. So that was pretty cool, actually, when they did that kind of stuff.
I don't know if it's like a real thing or not, but I think I've noticed that NBC Universal shows, the people that manage their social media, step it up a little bit more than other shows. You know, like
they do really
we've
well.
Been,
yeah,
we've been rewarded by both Colony and 12 Monkeys just for tweeting. They sent us stuff just for tweeting. About the show, and both of those shows feed back up to the NBC Universal, you know, parent. So, yeah.
I want to correct myself. I said for Colony, it's not colony.com, silly billy goats. It's usanetwork.com/colony. So go check it out, especially season 3 is on the way.
One of these dang days. One of them.
No, they're going to finally squeal.
Oh, well. And speaking of website names. SoManyShows.com, DailyReview.com, Jay is super amazing, and I want to join his fan club.com. That's a good one, too.
So tomorrow you have Pete and Heidi joining you, right?
Yeah.
Yay for Pete and Heidi. Can't wait to hear
tomorrow
them.
Tomorrow night is a busy night. We got that, and then right after that, Pete and I have to do a Blacklist podcast, and then right after that,
listen
CC
to a Daily
to
Review. We've got our finale for This Is Us, and we also have two Marvelous Mrs. Maisels coming out. Thanks for having
Everybody's
us.
So darn busy. All this TV
right.
stuff. Jeez Louise. Yeah, check us all out. You know the websites, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. We're out of here. We'll see you next time.
Good night.
Thanks,
bye.
Daily.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye. Bye.